This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Trump 1 week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings that could lead to formal charges of misconduct within a few weeks. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea made perhaps its most direct recent threat to resume longer-range missile tests, warning Saturday it may soon launch a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short- or medium-range launches since May. Most experts say nearly all of the tests have involved some form of ballistic missile technology. The latest test came Thursday when North Korea conducted its fourth launch this year of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launch system. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launch as a violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions, which prohibit North Korea from any ballistic missile activity. Six European nations say they're joining a fledgling financial system to bypass U.S. sanctions against Iran, challenging U.S. President Donald Trump's days before he meets leaders of some of those nations. In a joint statement Friday, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden said they're in the process of becoming shareholders of the instrument in support of trade exchanges. This is VOA News. Two people have been killed, three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. APZ Donahue reports that the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And police said Friday the attacker, identified as Usman Khan, had been convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses. Khan was released on probation in December of 2018. In the Netherlands, three young people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said that at the moment there was no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect. Police spokeswoman Marae Kuiper says they're searching for a man in a gray tracksuit.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
And police said that the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They said the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic district that was busy with shoppers at that time. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for a government rocked by weeks of deadly anti-establishment unrest. Lauren Anthony reports.
Abdul Mahdi's resignation marked the latest twist in Iraq's unprecedented crisis, and his departure could be a blow to Iranian influence after Iran's militia allies and its own commanders intervened last month to keep the premier in his job despite mass protests. Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.